This is Kate from conversationswithkate.net, inviting you to join us and improve your listening comprehension while you learn from conversations with my guests from all over the world. I created this podcast for English language learners who want to stress less and become more confident when speaking in English. This is episode number 27, the second half of my conversation with Aaron Burdett. In this episode, Aaron talks about his creative process, how he writes his songs. I also asked him about performance anxiety, and I think you'll see how his answer applies to language learning. Make sure you listen to the end of the episode to hear Aaron perform one of my favorite songs, Looking for Light. Tell me and us a little bit about your creative process, if you would. How do you begin writing a song?
Oh, I've just been doing some today. It's a mysterious thing. I have my own sort of process. I think everybody that does this has their own thing. I'm really slow and methodical and sort of let pieces come fit in as they will. I mean, I try not to force any pieces in, but I certainly stand there beckoning, you know, trying to make it happen. I can't just, there's effort involved. There's time and effort involved. Like, so for instance, today, one of the things I'll do is, I'll have a phrase that I'll hear someone say, or something will pop up, or a word, or something I'll read late at night, or just some tiny little thing. Like, I remember specifically the Fruits of My Labor song, or like, at some point in the last 2 months, I wrote down, oh, it was at a service I heard for my wife's uncle who passed away. She said, he keeps his own counsel. Mm-hmm. And this is in the funeral. It's like a dream. If I don't write it down, it's gone. I'll surreptitiously find out how to write that down on something or try to type it in my phone and grab it. So mm-hmm. I did. So I have this folder in my phone of just hundreds and hundreds of these little phrases. So today, I'm at a job site and I hear a song on the radio and I hear a little beat or something and I walk away humming it and then I realize, oh, there's something there. And so I'll go back to my list and find something that fits. And so today, somehow, a little beat I had going seemed like it fit with the keep my own counsel or keep his own counsel or keep her own counsel. I don't know. And then you just fool with it and wait for parts to come in. And then... Like, sometimes I'll do a little outline. I'll say some songs that are a little farther along that I'm like, okay, I kind of know what I want this to be about. Mm-hmm. I'll have a little outline that says, okay, this verse, maybe we're talking about this guy in his town. This second verse, maybe we're talking about the whole world, you know. And then maybe the third verse, you try to bring those together or say something different. It's just a process of editing and adding and deleting and going back and trying to just try things and then finding the language part of it is important because I want to find words that hit right. Like I know the Beatles, for instance, wrote a bunch of their songs with nonsense lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I do that a good bit too. Like I have some songs fully written that have no lyrics. Like they have a chorus and then these verses that are like, and then you have to slowly flesh those out into something that fits.
Mm-hmm. So it's a fun puzzle. Or maybe not always fun.
It is. I wish it would happen faster, but it just doesn't. I mean, and usually I work on, you know, 15 or 20 of these at a time. I'm trying right now to just focus on one or two at a time and trying something different, just trying to make myself get one or two done. And here's the other thing that happens. I don't know. How often when you need to do something that you really don't want to do, you realize that, you know, somehow cleaning your bathtub is something you need to do right now. Like, you'll find little distractions.
Oh, yes.
So I've found, I said, I'm going to finish this song this week, even if it's terrible. I'm going to finish this one. So in avoiding that, I've been able to do some good work on a couple other songs. I noticed that today. I seem to be doing that a little bit.
Oh, great. So do you have another album in mind now yet?
Oh, yeah. I need to put another one out. It'll be a little while, but yes.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about performing. Because, I mean, speaking another language is kind of performing, you know? And one of the things that I try to do with my clients is to help them develop confidence to go ahead, you know, and speak up and just dive in. But there is such a thing also as foreign language anxiety, you know, about that kind of performing and speaking. So,
well, I just said it. I have it. I don't do it. You know, I mean, I don't, you know, I know the way for me to start speaking Spanish is to start speaking Spanish.
Okay. And so, and the way for you to start performing, was it easy? Were you nervous? Like when you transitioned from performing with friends to actually performing, you know, out in the public?
Well, that's a gradual. I'm sure there have been phases along the way, and there will be other phases coming up, you know, when you reach another level where, you know, you're nervous about it.
Any tips?
You just go do it. I mean, as far as from a musical performing point of view, I don't know how relevant this is to linguistics, but practice and muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
I can't come up with the words of my songs just like sitting here. Really, if I wanted to talk through them, I would almost have to be moving my hand like I'm playing a guitar, because it's all such muscle memory. So, I mean, I've trained myself at this point where if there's a verse coming up and I really don't know what's coming next, and I'll get a little panicked, then I just keep going, and then sure enough, my mouth will start doing the first little bit of it, and then the whole verse comes into view, and it's fine. I think as far as performing is concerned, it's just a matter of knowing what you're doing and being prepared. My body knows a lot more about it than my mind does.
Interesting. And I think that actually relates to language learning. I do. The muscle memory and just the practice and practicing saying whole sentences and whole phrases, not just, you know, doing flashcards with individual words.
Putting it all together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, those are my main questions, actually. So, what do you think about playing a little bit?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Be happy to.
Okay, so I haven't picked out anything. I can tell you what some of my favorite songs are.
Okay, Looking for Light. Light in the midst of dark times, hold close to what I find. Only takes a spark to keep it going. Shadows long and the night comes on. Have to have a heart of stone, not to feel it hurting. Didn't get a sunrise today, just a thick cloud of gray. The mist and the rain keep on falling. Got my eyes peeled for signs and my wheels between the lines. This crisp, twisted road I'm traveling. Looking for light in the midst of dark times. No telling what I'll find. Peeking round a darkened corner. Leave no stone unturned. No lesson unlearned. Getting where you're going. In the end, nothing's as bad as it seems. First brought to light,
The months and the years, they roll over. Ragged edges that cut so deep at the time. Let the pain pass. We're left with the scars we all have. As the signs of a well-lived life. My mind races faster than the night would pass, and I'm up in the small hours, making big plans to pull it all together, make it all right, and put my worries to bed like my babies in the night. These days are brighter than before, times of famine, times of war. A day like this is a blessing, but lies from the talking heads, repeating what the TV said. Fill a day with fears that have no bearing on me. In the end, nothing's as bad as it seems when first brought to light. The months and the years, they roll over, ragged edges cut so deep at the time. Let the pain pass. We're left with the scars we all have. It's the sign of a well-lived life. Light in the midst of dark times, hope close to what I find. Only takes a spark to keep it going. Shadows long and the night comes on. Have to have a heart of stone, not to feel it hurting.
Oh, fantastic. Let's send that out to all of our listeners who might be going through some tough times, personally or on a wider arena.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
That is a beautiful, beautiful song. Aaron, it has been such a gift to have you here.
Same here. Thanks, Kate.
I loved talking with you, and I'm so glad that we're friends and live in this wonderful community together. Yeah. Let's do it again,
Let's do it again. I'll bring a new song. We'll talk about a new song. We'll tear one of those apart.
All right. I'm in for it. But thank you so much for being here tonight. You've been listening to my conversation with singer-songwriter Aaron Burdett. Please visit www.conversationswithkate.net to read about Aaron and link to his website via my blog, which was updated this week. I invite you to subscribe to my monthly email updates and join my new Patreon community for transcripts, lesson guides, and behind-the-scenes audio, video, and photos. If you like the podcast, please let me know on Facebook, Instagram, or drop me a line using the form on my website. You can also leave a review on iTunes. This is Kate. Remember that every day is a gift. I'm honored that you spent some of your precious time with me. Thank you for listening. Until next time.